You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Hot damn Friday, baby. That's right. End of the week, 4 minutes past six. Simo and Jordan right here with you.
Woo, it's Friday. And Simo, There has been something that you have been recommending for me to do for, I think, months now.
Okay.
And I've been putting off.
Did you join a gym?
No. No, so let's be realistic.
I was going to say, I don't think I've recommended that to you at all. It doesn't sound like something you would enjoy.
But Simo, I have finally succumbed to your pressure.
Whoa.
Audiobooks.
I'll get amongst it, dude.
Yeah, you've been bugging me to try out the Harry Potter series of audiobooks.
Yeah, there's a couple of people around the Snowies that are partaking, and you have joined the audiobook Harry Potter revolution.
Well, Simo, last night I officially joined the audiobook website, signed up.
How was it?
And purchased the first Harry Potter book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. You asked how it was. I haven't actually started listening to it yet.
All right, well.
But, you know, the intent is there. I have that audiobook on my phone. Whether I listen to it or not, step one is complete.
The thought is what counts, I guess.
Exactly.
I mean, you know what happens.
Yeah, I've seen the movie.
So I guess you're just going for a little bit more of a wholesome Harry Potter experience.
Exactly. Up all night,
kiss me. Catch him up all night, Khalid, on Snow FM Breakfast. For your Friday, it's Simo and Jordan just hanging out, 20 past.
And Simo, pies are a way of life for some people.
Yeah, they're, can't escape them, really. They're everywhere in this building. There's a couple of people that are all over them.
Yeah, a couple of people in this very building where we work have pies for breakfast. So shockingly, I'm not one of those people, but may soon become one.
Yeah, I have to be honest. Not a pie man, myself.
Yeah, I know. Now, this strikes me as peculiar.
Mm.
How can you not be a pie man? They're delicious.
There's a couple of other pastry options out there.
I mean, yeah, they are delicious also.
Sausage roll? There isn't anything that you can't improve perfection in my book, really.
Let's not get into the debate over what's better, a sausage roll or a pie, because they are both delicious.
The supreme pastry. Oh, you think they're equal footing, though?
I think so. I mean, you can get some shocking pies, don't get me wrong.
Exactly.
But the best, and you can get shocking sausage rolls, too. But the best of the best, pie versus sausage roll, is a tough one. Mm. It is a very tough one.
Right.
A sausage roll for me is a good side pastry.
It's harder to stuff up a sausage roll.
Yeah, it is, unless you, like, just don't cook it or something.
Yeah, so the margin for error, much greater when you get into the pie spectrum.
That is a good point. Anyway, Simo, the reason why we bring up the great pie v sausage roll war of 2019 is because a couple of criminals have gone to extreme lengths to get their hands on some pies in America. What they did, they broke into their favourite bakery.
Okay.
This was on Thanksgiving in America, which is a public holiday, so it was closed. They broke in to the bakery, took some pies. But that's not where it is. Because these people, as much as they were desperate to get pies and break in,
right,
they're not criminals. Because they left money and a note on the counter, which read, "Happy Thanksgiving! No one was here, and we were in desperate need of pies. Left money, took pies. Thanks." So they took two pies and left $26, which is more than the price of the two pies combined. Now, Simo, how do you reckon they broke in?
Through a window, I assume? Just like something was left open?
Through a window? Not through a window. Do you want to have another guess?
Front door, left open.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Standard.
So does that count as breaking in if the front door was just left unlocked?
It's not so much breaking in, but isn't it not breaking and entering?
Trespass?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I mean, look, yes, more or less. And we do not recommend doing this. Even if a shop is closed, do not go in there if the door is open, unless you're going to take some goods and leave money.
So was this...
No, I'm joking, by the way.
Was this in the middle of the night?
No, just in the middle of the day.
Okay.
Thanksgiving, so it's a public holiday, so all the shops are closed anyway.
And all the bakers are absolutely knackered because their hours are stupid.
More or less, yes.
I think they do like midnight through to 5 a.m. or something, got to cook them pastries.
Something like that. But yeah, I'm surprised that the bakery still even had pies on the counter, considering it's a public holiday. They knew that there would be no customers.
I assume when they sold two pies without even trying for an exorbitant price, they're like, it's time we can up the price just a touch.
Or maybe
add another zero to this on the whiteboard.
Or maybe do you think, okay, well, sweet, well, we don't have to open anymore. We can just stay at home And we don't have to even have to open the shop, and people will just come in and pay an exorbitant price for our pies.
Yeah, you'd want the, you actually want the thief's numbers, because you could do delivery for that price. Like, guys, you don't need to break in, and we will take these to you for that price.
Or just get their number and go, oh yeah, by the way, we're closed on Sunday again, just in case you want to come and pay quadruple for some pies.
Close full stop. We're actually always closed now. Yeah. If you want to come and maybe that's the experience.
It's a new business
model.
Yeah,
they can sell the experience. Want to be a bakery thief? Come to our bakery.
Genius.
We're going to get into the Christmas spirit. Pay for your pies, people. Michael Bublé, Santa Claus is coming to town.
You better watch out. You better...
Baby, how you feeling?
Lizzo, Ariana Grande as well, Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan with you for your Friday, and things do get a bit wild towards the end of the week.
They do.
People throw parties and stuff.
They do.
Baby showers, potentially.
Mm-hmm. Well, if one person is having a baby, then yes, a baby shower is appropriate.
Not that we've been to one, but if there's one happening...
I mean, if there's one happening and you're looking for two idiots to come along...
Sign us up.
Give us a call.
This has made some headlines because a woman was indulging in a baby shower. She had a whole bunch of gifts gifted to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's opened up a box which was labelled a... What was it? It's a baby... like a baby bouncer. Have you seen these things? They put the little guy in a swing kind of situation.
Oh, I see.
Like a self-contained swing that gives them a bit of a bounce and a bit of joy at a young age, because simple things, simple minds.
Who are you kidding at a young age? If they made an adult-sized version of them, I'd probably buy one.
So it was supposed to be a toy,
yeah,
for the baby. Unfortunately, when she unpacked it, it was something a little bit different.
Yeah.
So it was labelled the baby Einstein activity jumper.
Oh,
it requires unpacking.
A lot of companies that make baby products just check Einstein in their name.
Yeah.
And hope the parents buy it and will hope that the kid will grow up to be Einstein.
So they're at the baby shower. Do you think they're discussing which version they got? Did you get the Mozart or did you get the Einstein?
Oh, it's a tough choice.
It's very difficult.
Mm.
But what was inside it was not worth $10 like the baby Einstein activity jumper was purchased.
Hang on,
for.
Do you work for that company promoting the baby Einstein baby jumper or whatever it was?
No, I just really like the title.
I mean, yeah, but you've said it about 5 times and the price. Go on, and you can buy it online at such and such a website.
So when opening up her gift, a.k.a.
You kind of changed it now, so you have to say it with the name.
When she was opening up the baby Einstein activity jumper... Yeah, what she actually found was a Mossberg 715T semi-automatic rifle.
Oh, like a gun?
Yeah.
I see.
A automatic rifle, Jordan, similar to an AR-15, which retails for around $240. So, bargain.
Can I ask you a question?
Hmm.
This happened in America?
Excellent, excellent query.
Wonderful.
Don't want to be an American idiot.
100%.
So what, was this like a mistake?
Yeah.
Did they just put the... I feel sorry for whoever's going like hunting or whatever and they pull out the Einstein baby bouncer or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so was this like a mistake? Did they just get the wrong boxes, the wrong labels?
Unconfirmed at this point.
Or did they actually want to gift the baby a machine gun?
Unconfirmed. It was inside the box, completely sealed.
Oh, the box was sealed. Also, it might be the company.
Yeah.
So the baby Einstein bouncer, they might have made a mistake.
Yeah, maybe.
And quite a bad mistake at that.
So Miss Alvarez Rodriguez is the mother. And she's given a quote regarding what's going to happen with this particular gun, because it is... It is an improvement in regards to she can definitely retail sell it for more than the Einstein. What was it? The Einstein.
I don't know. You
the
said
baby,
it 15
the
times.
Baby Einstein activity jumper was worth, get this, $10.
Mm-hmm.
Automatic rifle, $239. So she's like, oh, yep, Gumtree that.
Yep, pop that there. I mean, there are probably legal things that you have to worry about when selling a gun. I don't know if you can just pop it on Gumtree.
Couple of hoops to jump, you reckon?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, fair enough too. But she's given a quote as well which says, "The gun now belongs to baby Jonathan, who is due to enter this world any day now."
Yes, it's probably not a good thing that a small baby has large gun. There's a picture of the gun there on your screen there. The gun would be way bigger than the baby for at least the baby's first, 3-4 years?
As you say, only in one place, Jordan. Americans.
Mm-hmm.
What is the deal? The guns are even in the baby Einstein jumper.
Einstein would not be happy with this.
Sage the Gemini. Now and Later, Snow FM Breakfast. And now is the time for record breaking.
Exactly, Simo. We decided that we'd give a Guinness World Record. Give me a go at giving that one of those, breaking one of those, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, I haven't managed to break a record of any kind. Actually, that's not 100% true. Mm-hmm. At age 8, I held the record for shot put, of all things, at the, Williamstown, Melbourne Little Athletics, I'll have you know.
Congratulations.
Biggest throw that was ever seen.
Does that record still stand?
I think that shot put record somehow does stand.
Okay, well...
And I never threw that... It was my very first throw.
Never threw a shot put ever again.
Never... Well, I never got close to what I threw the first time.
Exactly, so why not bother? Well, Simo, that record was obviously impossible to break.
Yeah.
So we were never going to attempt that. But the record that we did give a go at breaking was the longest throw of a hot dog and then caught in a bun.
Okay.
The current world record stands at 36 metres. So we thought, that sounds doable.
Let's go through the mechanics.
And then we thought that we'd give it a go. So we went and gave it a shot yesterday.
Mm.
It was very windy.
Yes.
Which didn't help. I've got a bit of a sore shoulder, so I was doing the catching. Simo, you were doing the throwing.
Yes.
So, yeah, the wind didn't help my catching ability.
Yep.
Shall we say. It made it a bit tricky. But, yeah, so we had it had to be a cooked hot dog. They were the rules. There were certain measurements as well.
So this is the mechanics. So cooked hot dog has to be thrown and then through the air and then land in what? It's like a white bread roll.
Well, no, like in a hot dog bun.
Hot dog roll, right?
In a hot dog bun. So I was in my hands holding the hot dog bun and I had to try and catch
hot dogs from the
sky. Dog in the bun. So this is how it went. All right, so we're down here at the Oval. We've just stepped out the 36-metre record. Simo, it looks a lot further now. I'm a bit nervous.
Hold up. These sausages are still warm. Is that going to affect the throw?
We'll soon find out. I tell you what, you go over there. Let's give this a throw. Let's give this a go. All right, so my shoulder's slightly buggered, so I've come down to catch. Simo is 36 metres away from me. He's about to throw. All right, Simo, you ready to go? All right, Simo, when you're ready. All right, he's giving himself a bit of a run-up. And he has thrown it, and that's terrible. Yeah, that's not... Okay, we're going to have it. Hang on, Simo, come here for a sec. All right. Yep. So, mate, that was about 20 metres.
I thought that was half decent.
I mean, look, I mean, the record's 36, that was about 20.
I've never thrown a sausage before.
Good point. But look, no offence, but I do think we need another thrower.
Sub in the professional.
My shoulder's buggered. I do have a professional. He's over there, Simon. We're going to sub him in.
Sub in the Simo. Bring the other one in.
So with Simo dispatched to commentary duties, I went to have a chat with our professional thrower. Simo is rubbish. So I've kind of drafted in a bit of an expert. Simon, good morning.
Good morning, Jordan. How are you?
Very well. Now, you have the best arm... The local cricket team here, the Gentlemen Tigers.
Definitely, definitely.
Have you ever thrown a sausage before?
No, I can't say I have.
Well, it's the first time for everything. So with a professional thrower brought in, it's time to give this one more go.
All right, so I've been given the boot. The other Simon's going to have a bit of a throw here. Now, he looks pretty confident. He hasn't even taken off the sunglasses. Thinks he can do it in the shade. Underarm technique, a couple of steps. Jeez, that's not bad. How far did he go? 4 metres. Try the overarm. Throw two, Simon. Now, the shades are still on, but he is one of the most premium cricketers available in Jindabyne, so I'm backing this throw to really go. So far, he's already cleared my 24 metres or whatever, so yeah, whatever. He's quietly confident now. All right, here he goes. Jordan, we still haven't even got close to Jordan catching one yet. He's been all over the shop. All right. Two steps. Oh, he's launched that. That's going. Going. Jordan, get it! Yeah! Yeah! What's up? We've done it!
Yes, Jordan.
Of the Guinness World Record, unofficially 38 metres that sausage went. And the reason I say unofficially is because we now have to send off all of that audio, and we took some footage and photos as well. We have to send that off to the Guinness World Records people, and apparently it takes almost like 12 weeks for them to verify that we did it properly. So unofficially, we are Guinness World Record holders.
Brilliant.
I know.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to... You're doing all the paperwork, right?
Look, it's on the to-do list.
Snow FM breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of High Country Subaru. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you, 20 to 9.
And Simo, it is Friday and I'm heading off for the weekend.
Bye.
And visit some friends in state. But I was messaging one of them yesterday to try and set up arrangements.
Right.
Like, oh, so what are you doing this weekend? Do you want to catch up? And she sent me a message back saying, no can do, sorry, we're having family Christmas.
Did it start off with, is this... Who is this?
No, it didn't. No, she know who I was.
And so, what was she doing? What's the issue?
Well, she was having family Christmas on this day.
Wait a second. Hold on a hot minute.
Now, I get that people, you know, sometimes you have to work on Christmas Day, or perhaps you're going away for whatever reason. So people kind of sit down, have their big Christmas meal with the family, and do the presents. You know, not necessarily on December 25th. But this seemed early.
7th and the 8th of December?
Yes.
Okay.
So she's like sitting down with her family, having the full turkey, the full lot, and, you know, getting all the presents and exchanging presents. And I kind of said, oh, are you going away? Is someone going away? I said, no.
Nope.
No one's going away. I'm like, okay. So why are you having it so early? And she's just like, oh, you know, we've just always done it. We've always had it this early.
Oh, so they're aware that it's early. I was wondering if, like, they haven't got an old Mayan calendar or something.
No. Right. They use modern technology. they have iPhones.
You were messaging them.
Yeah, I wasn't using a messenger pigeon. I was using traditional text message technology.
They weren't working out Christmas with a sundial.
No, they weren't. But yeah, so Simo, this is what they did in their family, and I kind of asked why, and it's like, oh, it's just a tradition. We always this is what they do, I swear.
What? No.
They always sit down and have their Christmas meal and exchange presents on the first weekend of the school summer holidays.
The hell?
Because this goes back to when they were back in school. They're like, oh, well, have your presents now, and then you've got the whole holidays to play with them, and then that'll keep you entertained for the entire holidays and leave the parents alone.
Whoever's come up with that is... I'm not happy with this.
I would have absolutely loved it back in the day because, you know, you get your Christmas presents early and then you've got 2 months or so to go and play with them and get bored with them, and then by the time you are pretty bored with them, it's back to school.
No, it's almost a bit elitist for me.
I reckon it works out well.
No, because they've jumped the gun. They're not allowed to have the joy before everyone else.
I mean, oh yeah, they 100% jumped the gun.
Yeah.
But I mean...
What about the rest of us, Jordan?
Well, at the same time, after this weekend, we've still got to look forward to the joy of Christmas.
Okay.
They're all done.
You framed that well.
I did raise the point that it's like, you do realise that you and your siblings are no longer in school. They're like 26 or something.
Okay, yeah.
So I was like, yeah, no, but we just kept on doing it. I'm like, so what do you do on Christmas Day? It's just another day.
Someone in that family, either mum or dad's come up with that a while back, and the other one's just gone along with it.
Yeah, I mean... if it was the kids was going, what, we get our presents a month early? Yeah, woo!
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
But I reckon dad's probably come up with that because he's like, oh, I'll just get this over and done with. Mum's like, fine. And then it's just carried on for way too long.
Oh, would this seem to work? We'll just do this every year.
Zed and Kalani now. This is a good thing. I book
myself tape. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember... Don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.